time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Thursday was a busy day in Washington, D.C.
The president fired his lead lawyer on the Russia scandal today. He then unexpectedly threw $50 billion of trade war tariffs at China. And then the Dow Jones fell off a cliff and the market dropped 742 points before closing. Secretary of State said goodbye and left his job. The president then hired yet another Fox News personality to join his Russia legal team. Then he hired another Fox News personality to become the new national security advisor, which means he is firing the existing national security advisor right now, which means just in the past 3 weeks, this president and this White House have chewed up and spat out the communications director, who is reportedly the president's single most trusted aide, Hope Hicks, also the president's personal assistant, also his staff secretary, also his chief economic advisor, also the deputy White House chief of staff, also the deputy director of the FBI, and the aforementioned secretary of state, who will be replaced now by the person who is currently serving as director of the CIA, which means there needs to be a new director of the CIA as well. And now tonight, the national security advisor is out too.
Yes, he did it again. This time, the president fired his national security advisor and announced his replacement via Twitter. He tweeted, "I am pleased to announce that, effective 4/9/18, Ambassador John Bolton will be my new national security advisor. I am very thankful for the service of General H.R. McMaster, who has done an outstanding job and will always remain my friend. There will be an official contact handover on 4/9. John Bolton is the former U.N. ambassador under George W. Bush, who was given that position in a recess appointment after saying the U.N. shouldn't exist. Here are some of his greatest hits.
There is no United Nations. Secretariat building in New York has 38 stories. If you lost 10 stories today, it would make a bit of difference.
But our biggest national security crisis is Barack Obama.
We have to know the facts here, and it's not at all clear to me, just viewing this from the outside, that this hacking into the DNC and the RNC computers was not a false flag operation.
I think the only diplomatic option left is to end the regime in North Korea by effectively having the South take it over.
Bolton told Fox News that those comments are behind him now, that what matters is what the president thinks. Trump has signed an executive memorandum imposing about $60 billion in tariffs against China for stealing American companies' intellectual property. The White House claims that a Section 301 investigation in August and an interagency process determined that China engages in unfair trade practices, including forced technology transfers, strategic acquisitions of U.S. intellectual property, and cyber intrusions.
We have a trade deficit, depending on the way you calculate, of $504 billion. Now, some people would say it's really $375 billion. Many different ways of looking at it, but any way you look at it, it is the largest deficit of any country in the history of our world. It's out of control. In particular with China, we're going to be doing a Section 301 trade action. It could be about $60 billion, but that's really just a fraction of what we're talking about. I've been speaking with the highest Chinese representatives, including the president, and I've asked them to reduce the trade deficit immediately by $100 billion. It's a lot. So that would be anywhere from 25%. Depending on the way you figure, to maybe something even more than that. But we have to do that. The word that I want to use is reciprocal. When they charge 25% for a car to go in, and we charge 2% for their car to come into the United States, that's not good. That's how China rebuilt itself. The tremendous money that we've paid since the founding of the World Trade Organization, which has actually been a disaster for us. It's been very unfair to us. The arbitrations are very unfair. The judging's been very unfair. And knowingly, we always have a minority, and it's not fair.
The Dow closed down over 720 points on Thursday in response. The Senate voted early Friday morning 65-32 to pass a $1.3 trillion omnibus spending bill, sending it to the president. In an early morning tweet on Friday, Trump threatened a veto because DACA isn't addressed in the bill and the amount of money allocated for his border wall is much less than he asked for. Stay tuned. This is the weekend that hundreds of thousands of marchers are expected to participate in the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. and cities around the country and the world, calling for an end to the gun madness. The march has been organized by survivors of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida last month. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.